What's that music?
Vampire Weekend.
I guess my next question would be, why is it playing? How long do we usually do that?
About a minute.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
All right. Let's cut that back a little bit.
In this segment, I'd like to talk about babies. Everyone's having them, Bob.
Baby.
You had a couple. Julie, guilty as charged.
True.
Probably Julie more than me.
I've had who knows how many I've had. Am I right? And Jake recently had one. And then once you have a baby, you're like, cool, got a baby. Then you're like, oh, man, we can't just call it baby. Although I was all for that, especially when I first met you. baby? But you can't just call every baby baby. You got to give it a name.
Oh, imagine the confusion.
So that's where I wanted to look. So I think I was talking the other night, you know, to somebody from the old 97s, guilty as charged, late night ticket, and he said his kid was named Ava, and apparently she's very close in age to my daughter. And when I named Ava Ava, I thought I was really unique and cool, and man, no one will have this name. It'll stand out. Well, apparently, everybody in the nation was having the same thought as me, because she has always had, like, at least four other Avas in her class. They might spell it different, but I don't know why, but around the early 2000s, the name Ava got real popular. I don't know if there's any backstory on how that happened, but it did. Somebody recently sent me an email about his daughter, Emma, that when they named their daughter Emma, it wasn't a big deal, like, on the baby name lists. However, starting that year, it exploded. Well, it turns out, he traced it back to the show Friends. Ross and Rachel named their daughter Emma, and Emma took off and has been in the top 15 baby names ever since Rachel birthed Emma.
Wow.
On Friends. That brings us to another cultural phenomenon, and are these names about to get even bigger than they are? Let me tell you, the 560 baby girls were born last year named Khaleesi.
Really?
In 2018.
Game of Thrones.
That's weird.
Which that's even weirder to me than Daenerys.
Like 3.8 million babies.
Name.
Given the name 560.
Any of them are names, are they?
Well, no, but I'm saying in the show, Khaleesi is like queen. So that would be like naming your kid queen.
Oh, I just think all of the names in that show don't sound like real names at all.
That's
well,
true.
Daenerys had 163. There are 163 baby Daenerys's right now in the U.S. Well, this is 2018, so who knows about 2019?
Ah, big season 8.
The most popular name on Game of Thrones to name your baby?
Samwell Tarly.
Teams could draft a bear, a bird.
No, you can't count like John.
Samwell,
or Sam.
There are 7 Samwells born in 2018, and not close to the top name. Anyone want to guess the top name? It's not Khaleesi. Khaleesi. 560 coming in second place.
I know it.
Can I guess?
Littlefinger?
Let's think this through.
Julie, you're part of the show.
Okay, just making sure.
You don't have to ask.
1-1.
I'm guessing Arya.
Grey Worm? Arya seems like you could slide it past the spouse and they might not even know it. You picked a Game of Thrones name.
Right.
Arya. 2,594 babies in the U.S. named Arya. There is a note here on the story I'm looking at. It says Arya is a name that's used internationally. So maybe it was already, there were some Aryas before Game of Thrones came out.
But she's bringing it back. That would probably mean Sansa is doing
Santa.
Well.
No,
right?
Mike.
Sansa. 29 Sansas. There's actually some Cerseis, too.
Grey Worm?
Grey Worm
really
is
really trying
not
to
on
make Grey
list.
Worm happen, aren't you, Bob?
You're going to have to do that on your own. But just the cultural phenomenon of something gets popular and all, like, I haven't seen it, but Jake was mentioning, like, Shaq became a prominent name at one point.
We were big on that a couple years ago.
Yeah. Shaq, that, LeBron,
Like, is there LeBrons out there now?
Oh, well, the reason Shaq came up on the show was we were, like, 18 years after the peak of Shaq, and now there were Shaqs entering the NFL on a rather routine basis. I want to say there might be between 3 and 5 Shaquilles now in the NFL. And their age matches up with Orlando Magic Shaq.
Are there any white kids named Shaq? Or LeBron?
Because
I feel like I would love to name a kid LeBron.
I bet you would.
But
I don't know. I don't know how this works. I don't know how seriously people take things anymore. You know, once you got to face tattoos were the norm, then you could do bits with your kids' names, right?
Like Tyrion?
I mean,
there's 58 Tyrions.
This is going to sound super disrespectful just because I'm not a religious guy, but I mean, you're naming your kid, you're kind of doing bits by naming them names out of the Bible, aren't you? It's just, I mean, you're naming the names out of a book from a story. That's kind of what Game of Thrones is. You're going to tell me that everybody who names their kid Jacob or Joseph or Matthew or Daniel is just super religious, or is it just, hey, these are the names we got from the Bible?
Are your parents religious?
Interesting take.
I would imagine most Josephs weren't named after Joseph in the Bible. They were named because Joseph was a strong traditional name that they liked, right?
Are your parents religious, Jake?
I mean, I think that's definitely what they were trying, they were going for back then. I don't know about so much now, but I mean, we got 4 biblical names between me and my brother, and it was definitely because of...
What did your dad want to name your brother, though?
Like Tank, I think he was Rock and I was Brutus. Yeah, he's not religious. No.
Okay.
He's not.
So your mom was going for biblical names. Your dad wanted Rock.
Well, yeah. The flip side of this is you're going to be hard-pressed to find more religious parents than mine. And they came up with Bob and Bill.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty rare.
There's no Bobs really
and culturally
destroying in the Bible
Bob,
or anything.
We have discovered Jesus is common in some places, but you would never name a kid Jesus. Or would you? Are there kids running around named Jesus?
People still do Damien.
There's 7 billion people, so I'm going to say yes to every name you throw out there.
Damien is a very weird one.
Yes, of course.
That's like the omen, and that's like a...
It's a badass name, though.
It really kind of is, but you just got to leave it there.
But there aren't many Lucifers running around.
They just go by Lou.
Sweet Lucifer. Don't mark that. Darn it. What did I do? I'm going to regret that one. All right. Well, there you go. There's the name game.
How's the first name Adolf doing?
Mark that.
Let's see. Pretty sure I already have it.
I would guess that that's got to be way, way down. That's a lot of power. A guy is so bad. I can understand his last name being...
You can retire both a name and a mustache.
Yeah.
All it took was one wrong turn in Austria. All right, it's 208. It's Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
We're going to look into that statement.
Coming up next, let's talk NFL.